The university system's Board of Governors voted late last year to let USF Poly become independent in 2016, as long as it met certain benchmarks. USF and its president, Judy Genschaff, were left in charge of preparing the Lakeland campus. Senate Budget Chairman J.D. Alexander of Lake Wales says that was a mistake. He says it would be
unlikely to result in a kind of quality-focused institution that would justify the expense of investing in that effort.
Through a surrogate sponsor, Alexander put Polytech independence in a budget bill, which gives it a faster, committee-free path through the Senate. Kim Wilmath, who covers higher education for the Tampa Bay Times, says Alexander's plan was not the direction that the Board of Governors had in mind. It wanted Polytech to earn its independence over time.
It would be a careful, sort of, you know, slower approach, meeting those benchmarks kind of incrementally. And now under this new bill that just showed up, it would be immediate.
It's unclear what the House will do. House Speaker Dean Cannon says he's not personally in favor, but he may allow it if the Senate goes along with some of the House's budget priorities. Rick Stone, Tallahassee.